main thing you need to do is listen to, I can quote me better than anybody. I don't need somebody to quote me, because it's not a very good job being done tonight, I'm going to tell you that. So, if you, main thing, it don't matter about me. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about him. It's about him. What he said, what he did. What did he come to do when he came? You know he came to release you from your sins. What you don't know is that you got preachers you pay it to make you forget his name and forget his commandments. You just need to read Jeremiah 23. His real name was Jeremiah, by the way. The name of the father was in Jeremiah's name, just like it was in Isaiah's. Yes, Yahoo. See? And you can learn about this even from some of your own preachers that are willing to tell the truth and tell you about how important things are about the name. All you do in word or deed, do all in his name. It's the same with anything else. What we have forgotten as Christians is what Messiah came to do. Isaiah 42:21. It has divided Yahuwah for the sake of his righteousness to make the Torah great and esteemed. Yours says to magnify and make it honorable. Now, I don't know, but I think, you know, I'm not a rocket scientist, and Pat may be. He works for NASA. He's a pretty smart fellow. That's a pretty good convincing argument for some folks, not for me. Because, see, I got the light shining. I know he came to magnify the law. And Pat did say the Sabbath is in the law. That's what he said. That is a quote. I just wrote it down. The Sabbath is in the law. That's what he said. And if Messiah came to magnify and make it honorable, you tell me how they got rid of it. That's two opposed views there. That's illogical. That don't make no sense, does it? Let's see. Have all things been fulfilled? You remember the argument is that he was under the law, and you know when he told the rich young ruler, Matthew 19, what must I do to inherit eternal life, to keep the commandments, which ones he named off? Oh, did he have to name all of them for you to understand what he was talking about? What commandments were they then? He was talking about the commandments he's talking about in Psalms 119. His commandments. You know, the one who gave them. That's the commandments he's talking about. Yeah, you've got to do some studying, but you don't need somebody to spoon feed you. You need to learn from yourself. Read the prophet Jeremiah. You call him Jeremiah. He said, you don't need somebody to tell you. You need to find out for yourself what Yahuwah said. So let's see what he said. Let's see if all things are fulfilled. Let's turn over to Matthew 24. It's going to be a pretty lengthy reading because there's nothing more important than what Messiah had to come and say to us. He is our salvation. Our salvation. Let's start about verse 11. And many false prophets shall rise up and lead many astray. Boy, that's true. And because of the increase in lawlessness. Wait a minute, he's talking about somebody's going to be teaching against the law. Which one?
Deal, where are you again?
Matthew 24, verse 11, discuss 12.
Thank you.
And because of the increase in lawlessness, the love of many shall become cold. Love of what? The law. See, that's in context. This is Messiah prophesying. Do you believe him? But he who shall have endured to the end shall be saved. And good news, wait a minute. The end? The end? Yeah, I thought, you gotta be kidding me. You gotta keep the law till the end? Man. And this good news of the reign shall be proclaimed to all the world as a witness to all the nations. That's not Jews. That'd be everybody. And then the end shall come. The end! The end of what? So when you see the abomination that lays waste, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, set up in a set apart place, he reads to let him understand, let those who are in Yehuda flee to the mountains, let him who is on the housetop not come down to take whatever out of his house, and let him who is in the field not turn back to his garments. And woe to those who are pregnant, those who are nursing children in those days, and pray that your flight does not take place on winter or on Sunday. He said, oh, excuse me, Sabbath. For when there shall be great distress such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be, and if those days were not shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the sake of the chosen ones, those shall be shortened. If anyone says to you, look, here is the Messiah, or there, do not believe. For false messiahs and false prophets shall arise, and they shall show great signs and wonders so as to lead them astray, if possible, even the chosen ones. See, I have warned you, so that they say to you, look, he is in the desert. Do not go out. Look, he is in the room. Do not believe. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man, Adam, be. I don't think he's come back yet, do you? Has he come back yet? There's such thing as dualistic prophecies, by the way. You know, and I know that some of this has a dualistic meaning about the 70 AD destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. I realize that. What you need to realize is that there's deeper meanings to Scripture and that they're dualistic. There's actually four meanings to Scripture. Now, you know, but you don't know about stuff like that just yet, but you'll learn if you follow Messiah. But I'll just start back in verse 28. For wherever the dead body is, there the eagle shall be gathered. And immediately after the distress of those days, the sun shall be dark, and the moon shall give us light, and the stars fall from the heaven, and the fires of the heaven shall be shaken, and the rain, and the sign of the Son of Adam shall appear in the heaven, and all the tribes of the earth shall mourn. Now, all the tribes of the earth did mourn in 70 AD. And they shall see the Son of Adam coming on the clouds. Did he come in the clouds in 70 AD? With power and much esteem. And he shall send his messengers with the great sound of the trumpet. They shall gather together his chosen ones from the four winds, from the end of the heavens to the other. Did that happen in 70 AD? And learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branches have already become tender and put forth its leaves, you know that the summer is near. So you also, when you see all these, you shall know he is near at the doors. Truly I say to you, this generation shall by no means pass away until all this takes place. Now I know I know your teachings. But hear this out. The parable of the fig tree dualistic. Yeshayahu, who you call Isaiah, says there's the nation of Israel being a fig tree. When did the nation of Israel put forth its leaves? May 15th, 1948. That's when it was born. Let me tell you, all things didn't happen. The second coming of man didn't happen in 70 AD. It didn't happen. He didn't come with the clouds. Everybody from the ends of the earth wasn't gathered up and judged. He's talking about judgment. I know what you believe. I know what you've been taught. But do you believe it now? He's telling you you're living in the last generation. This is why we need to have debates. This is what we need to be telling our neighbors. He's coming. A generation lasts about 70 to 100 years. If you overlap them, around 40 years. He said, if the time wasn't cut short, no flesh. We're living in the last days. If you understood the prophecies of Daniel, you would understand how many jubilees there are set for mankind. And you would know that The 69th Jubilee ended around 1995. A Jubilee is 50 years. We're living in the last days. And you won't hear him? You got to be kidding me. You want to pick and, the Sabbath is of the law, but it's done away with. Folks, you better get right. He's talking about lawlessness in the last days. And learn this parable from fig tree. We went over that. So you also, when you see all these things, know the doors are near. This generation will not pass away. The heaven and the earth shall pass away. But my words shall by no means pass away. But concerning that day, the hour no one knows, not the messengers of the heavens, but my Father only. He's talking about His second coming. And the days of Noah, so shall, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Adam shall be. For they were in the days before the flood, eating, drinking, bearing, giving marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they did not know until the flood came and took them away, so shall the coming Son of Adam be. The two shall be in the field, the one is taken, the one is left. Two shall be grinding meal, one be taken, one is left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your master is coming. Is it fulfilled yet? Are you in the kingdom? You have the hope of it, but you're not in His kingdom. Death still is reigning. It's still on the earth. It's a curse. I told you about it last night in Isaiah 24, 5 and 6. You change the Torah. He is the Torah. You won't follow Him? And you say you love Him? John says you're a liar and the truth's not in you. There's some more of His coming. There's several of them. Just make little highlights there. Coming, 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 coming. I know this, if the master of the house had known what hour the thief had come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into, verse 43. Because of this, be ready too, for the Son of Man is coming an hour when you do not expect Him. Who then is a trustworthy and wise servant whom his master set over his household to give them food in season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, having come, shall find so doing. Truly I say unto you that he shall set him over all his possessions. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delayed, his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant shall come on a day when he does not expect it, and an hour he does not know. And it shall cut him in two and appoint him to his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's those who are outside the city that's coming down. You remember it says he's coming, he's going to touch down on the Mount of Olives? Where I go, I'll come back and I'll prepare a place for you. You need to start reading the prophets. You hadn't read enough of the Torah. You hadn't read enough of the Old Testament. You believe it's done away with. You've been tricked. Matthew chapter 7. Does that not convince you that all is not fulfilled? I can't help you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 29. This is the Messiah speaking. Yahushua is called on earth. One you don't want, refuse to call Him by His right name. Not everyone who says to me, Master, Master, shall enter into the reign of the heavens, but he who is doing the desire of my Father in the heavens. Many shall say to me in that day, Master, Master, have we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and done many wonder works, many mighty works in your name? You won't even call on His name. And then I shall declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work lawlessness. There's only one law. One. Show me two. Show me old law. Show me new law. There's only one law. And the rain came down, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and did it fall, and it was founded, for it was founded on the rock. You know the story. And everyone, verse 26, and everyone who hears these words of mine and does them or does not do them shall be a foolish man. Excuse me. Man who built his house on the sand. Well, you know the story. You build your life on Messiah. On the one law. On His words. Live like He lived. You think Paul was lying when he said, follow me, for I follow Messiah, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Me, He follows me, as I am of Messiah. You think John was lying when he said to live as Messiah lived in 1 John 2:6? You think Peter, whose real name is Kephas, was lying when he said 1 Peter 2:21? To walk as He walked? Who is your supreme example? If you could live a perfect life, who would you want to live like? Somebody who's going to tell you that it's not important to follow the law. Would you want to do that? Matthew 12:18. See my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my being did delight. I shall put my spirit upon him and he shall declare right ruling to the Jews only. No, it's a Gentile. How did he declare it? How did he declare it? And then we got people tell us, it all passed away at the cross. We don't have to live like him anymore.
That's a lie. It's repeated by an apostle. We showed you last night in Acts 21, where it said 21, they were all zealous for the law because he declared unto them his right rulings. Luke 23:56.
5 minutes.
Luke 23:56. And they kept the Sabbath according to the commandment. These men were filled with the Spirit. Luke knew. Just like Stephen did, that they're lively oracles, living, not dead. And they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. The Sabbath is in the law according to how? You know what Luke 23:56 says? That was after his death. Now, if it was nailed to the cross, these men were filled with the Spirit, why are they still keeping the commandment that my opponent says was done away with before that time? I know you don't understand the Passover, the unleavened bread, and all this stuff. You've been confused, people. If you want to learn the truth, start studying for yourself. I'll help you if I can. I love you. I love Pat. That's why I'm here tonight. I'm willing to put my life on the line or look like a fool. I don't care. I don't care. People, you've got to start following Messiah. That's the key. You remember these little bands they had, like WWJD? Well, it's actually WWYD. Even better, what did he do? Luke 4:16. Yes, sir. And you telling me that he was a Judaizing, fallen from grace, and you're going to tell me that 9 of the 10 commandments, 9 of the 10, 9 out of 10, were against you? 9 out of 10. I showed you the Sabbath existed. They tell you the Sabbath's not even in Genesis. I showed you it's there. This number is a Hebrew number. If you look it up in astrology, you got $20, I'll give you $20. You're going to get your astrology number. Later on, I'll show you mine. He Shabbat. He kept Sabbath. That's a Hebrew. He Shabbat. It's a verb. Called verb. It means shows action. He Shabbat. And you refuse to do it. He said in Exodus 15, that's my name forever. We read about his name here. And they even admit there's no J in the Hebrew. Why do you keep following these people? Read Jeremiah 23 for yourself. Read Jeremiah 16. Read Psalms 131. If I don't get you to learn but one thing, plant this seed of knowing that, and just tear it hat up. He loves that name, that false name, JC. The word curios was not in the original scriptures. And we know that because we have fragments. Or the oldest. Nobody has the originals. But the oldest manuscripts show that Kyrios was not in the Greek Septuagint. Y'all call the New Testament. It's actually the Brit Hadashah. Covenant renewed. That's what that means. Covenant renewed. You think it's something brand new. It's new because you write it on your heart, not on tablets of stone. He don't want you to be like the tablets. He wants you to be clay in the potter's hand. Who's the potter? Why won't you be his clay? I could go on and on and on, fellas. You're not following Messiah. He tells you, we read it, Matthew 7, Matthew 24, lawlessness. You got preachers teaching you, you don't have to follow the law. But the Sabbath is in the law. Now we're talking about all this Sabbath. We're not talking about just a weekly Sabbath. Read Zechariah 14. If you don't keep the feast, the curses that we put upon you, this is a right reading for the nations, for all generations. The same curses will be put on you that were put on Mizraim. I know you don't believe in a 1,000-year reign, but it don't matter what you believe. Well, get in line with the Scriptures. Get in line with Messiah. Get on board. Hop on His train. Woe be unto the pastors. I know you don't like to be called a pastor, but the Hebrew word there doesn't mean pastors. That's another translational error. It means those who feed you. Let Messiah feed you. Let Yahuwah feed you. Get on board with Him. Listen to Him. Quit listening to people telling you the law's done away with. His law is holy, is just and good. Romans chapter 2. Only those who are keeping the law, not doers, hearers of the law only, but doers of the law. That's the one that's supposed to, you know, he went and lied to him in Jerusalem, Acts 21. You read Acts 21, he's supposed to be a liar. You make a liar out of Paul, you make a liar out of Messiah, it's all a lie. Who's the father of lies?